Tonight, the Federal Communications Commission cleared the way for the creation of the largest media company in U.S. history. The FCC announced it is granting conditional approval for America Online to acquire Time Warner in a merger worth $106 billion. NPR's Larry Abramson is covering this story and joins us now. Larry, it's been a year and a day since AOL and Time Warner announced this deal. What concerns have government regulators been working out over that time?
Well, Robert, the first concern was just sheer size. Any merger this size is going to raise antitrust concerns, and that's what they were looking at first. The second one was the fact that Time Warner is the nation's second largest cable TV provider, and America Online is the largest internet service provider, 30 million subscribers almost. So the concern was that as these two services merge, as more and more people get internet service over cable, that AOL would soon be the only choice for people who are getting this new popular form of high-speed internet access. And there was another related concern, which is the fact that America Online also controls something called instant messaging, which controls 90% of that market. It's very popular among teenagers and allows people to send messages instantaneously, as the name implies. And there was a concern that AOL would take over that market. So those were the three big ones.
Well, those were the problems. What are apparently the solutions that the FCC has come up with?
Well, the FCC, in regards to the cable concerns, the FCC strengthened a provision handed down from another agency, the Federal Trade Commission, that basically says that people have to have a choice of internet service provider. They cannot be forced to take America Online, and the FCC strengthened that. What the FCC added is they said that the instant messaging service will have to be interoperable. That means you'll have to be able to send messages to other kinds of instant messaging services, but only in the next generation of instant messaging when it migrates over to cable. So the status quo right now will really stay the same, that AOL customers will only be able to instant message each other and not other services.
Larry, some of the numbers involved in this merger are so colossal that it's hard to grasp what they mean, $106 billion or 30 million subscribers. I mean, how big and how important will this combined company likely be in cable television and in the internet?
It's really big, and it really does have the promise of being a dominant provider of content over the internet, which we really haven't had up until now. It's really been large companies like Microsoft, which doesn't really make content. So it has the potential. It also has the potential to be unwieldy and clumsy, as a lot of big corporations are. And I hate to say it, it remains to be seen whether they can put all of this together.
Okay. NPR's Larry Abramson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.